Down a long, nearly empty road just a few miles out of Gainesville is a restaurant where few students have been, The Yearling. Standing out in a town of orange, blue, and gator green, The Yearling only claims to have one color, the blues. Willie Green is the resident blues musician.
Been so long, and then it just seems like I'm part of the place.
A statement restaurant manager, Beth Stay, fully agrees with. Willie is a Yearling icon.
The owner now found him in Ocala, playing on his blues on the square, and Willie's been a staple here since then.
You gotta have one thing in your mind. Give it all you got. I give it all, everything. When I get up on the stage, I give it everything I got, because you have to.
And his fans notice.
I like to come up and listen to Willie. You know, he's got some good blues.
Scott Lackey has been coming to the Yearling every week for the past 2 years.
You know, we're way out here in the middle of nowhere, and this place gets packed, you know, four nights a week.
He has a following that they'll even call to make reservations for dinner here, and if he's not here, they won't come.
But Willie's fame didn't come easy. Willie grew up in rural Alabama, dirt poor, without electricity, let alone an education.
Picking beans, squash, tomatoes.
And certainly not thinking about Marjorie Kinnon Rawlings, the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book The Yearling, which gave birth to the restaurant where Willie plays now almost every night.
I love what I'm doing. I'm going to keep on doing it as long as I can. Hope God let me do it for another 7 years or 8 years, whatever. I hope it do.
And at 73 years old, Willie's wildest dreams are coming true.
Then I got my T-shirts, got my website, and you imagine, plus like me, got a website and can't read nothing. I don't have no education, but I got a website.
Willie Green is a local blues legend. Alexandra Hill, AM 850 WRUF News.